Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Salisbury is one of the absolute best in the business. He's the host of the Sean Salisbury Show in Houston on Sports Talk 790. And he joins us now. Sean, what's happening, man? Thanks for the time, as always.
No problem. How you guys doing, man?
We are trying to make sense of what is unfolding in Oakland. I don't know. Maybe there's no sense to be made of it, Sean.
Is that man crazy,
Sean? I will tell you this. As you guys know, we discuss it every year. And last year, I'm a Raider fan, always have been. But I'm willing to cut
him.
Wow. I think the headache's bigger than the talent now. And this is a talent to do, what, 15 touchdown catches last year? Mm-hmm. There's something that there's, you know, and I don't ever make fun of mental health issues because I'm not a doctor, nor would I ever put that. You hear people talk about it all the time. I don't think it's funny. And I sure as heck am not going to put that on somebody. But I can tell you this, that he's about a French fry short of a Happy Meal.
Yep.
I can tell you that. This dude, he doesn't get it. Now, remember we talked about the Steelers last year, guys, and, you know, Ben might have been part of this and Le'Veon Bell. He makes Ben and Le'Veon Bell look like cliff notes when we're talking about studying for a test. Ben, now you start to think, well, Mike Tomlin, but you think they're not laughing, the Rooneys in Pittsburgh? It's your guy's problem. And everybody said it. Nah, he won't be a big distraction in Raiders. He'll go there and want to prove to the world that it wasn't him. He's just validating to the world that it was him. And he is the big problem, was the big problem on the Steelers with Mike Tomlin. And he's a bigger problem than Le'Veon Bell or Ben Roethlisberger. It seemed like they could ever dream of being. Great football player. To me, he's a chronic migraine headache. And as a Raider fan, the production better pick it up. But going after, I mean, if the reports are true, going after the general manager after his stupidity yesterday of posting it and then talking about the devil and that's the Raiders. And, hey, dude, you signed a contract. You didn't show up. You missed practice. You showed up late. That's part of the deal. You pay it. You rob Peter. You pay Paul. And I would suspend him. I wouldn't let him play in the opening game if this is true, what he did. And guess what that means? Dock another full paycheck. The guy just doesn't get it. When you open up the, you know, that tool shed, you go in and you're looking for a sharp tool, he ain't one of them. He just doesn't understand. He ain't one of them. He's the one you send to the doggone Kubota factory or whoever's sharpening tools, you know, with John Deere and say, hey, man, could you get this one a little sharper? It ain't cutting any wood. Yeah. That's the dude right there. So yeah. I don't get him, and I want to, but I don't. Great talent. But I'm not so sure the migraine headache isn't bigger than the talent right now.
Well, this, you're exactly right. Just as it relates to the exit in Pittsburgh, I mean, this is as damning, you know, this is a damning development. It's been a damning summer for him, from the feet to the helmet situation to this. But let me ask you this, Sean. Do you think the Raiders will actually go through with this? Because the wording of the reporting is interesting. Planning to suspend does not equal have suspended. Mike Mayock just had a press conference for about 20 seconds and said he's not with us. He's not practicing. I don't have anything else for you at this moment. Do you think this is the last resort before they actually have to do something? Whereas, like, if he comes back tomorrow and he says, I apologize for my behavior, he'll be suiting up for the Raiders on Monday night, won't he?
I would hope not. There comes a point – I would hope not. Honestly, guys, there comes a point in time – now, I know talent seems to trump all when we're talking about professional sports. If you can help me win, then okay. Now, the one thing – John Gruden's got a 10-year contract, guys. I don't think he needs to worry about the safety of his contract if you suspend a guy for a game. When do you send the message? Do you just keep letting him run roughshod and treat Mike Mayock like a punk? And when people say, well, why would you fine him for missing practice? Well, you fine the guy for missing practice in the past because, well, he missed walkthrough and is late. Because you sent a message to 52 other dudes that you don't have – you guys got to respect this, but Antonio Brown's above respect. He's above the line in the sand. And Denny Green used to tell us this all the time. I didn't find you. You find yourself. You know the rules. They're written down right there, handed them out. If you're late for practice or if you don't show up, there's the fine and there's the suspension. It's on you. I didn't find you. So Antonio Brown chose to find himself. The Raiders did. They put it out there, and here's what it is. You know the rules, and you're not above them. So I don't care how much he apologizes for this one. You can talk it all you want. Show me. I would not let him play this. If this is true, what happened? He went after him, and then he would sit this week, and he wouldn't be in uniform, where I'm tempted, like in college, when you get suspended for one of those hits, and you got to sit out the first half. No, your ass is sitting. We're gonna take away what you love. And oh, by the way, that one game paycheck's even bigger than the $50,000 that you were getting fined for missing and being late. And I would make. And if he wants to keep it up, I'll keep sitting him down. The way you go after a professional athlete, you take away what they love, and you hit him in the wallet. And watch how quickly they shape up. And if he doesn't, and you want to take your ball and go home, you keep getting fined. You give up your salary, and nothing's guaranteed when you walk on us, brother. That's the way it works. So, yeah, they may. Now, I'm not saying that. I don't know what the Raiders do. If I'm the general manager and I'm the head coach, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. He will not practice. He is not playing this weekend, and he will watch from either the sidelines or at home, whatever he wants to. He is not a Raider this weekend, and it'll cost him a game check. And then we'll go from there to see how he shapes up, wants to apologize, not just to me, to his teammates, to the guys who actually are out there busting butt and not complaining. He's become a headache. I would not lie. If this is true, he would not be playing this weekend.
Let's say that ends up happening and they end up cutting him. Who are the teams that would give a long look at bringing him in? I mean, this is now.
Oh, gosh.
Would the line be long? I mean, or would it really be limited to, a handful of teams?
I don't know how long it'd be, but there'd be somebody. And the Raiders, unless he keeps doing this, and it gets to the point where you're either going to lose the entire integrity of your football team. I don't think they're going to cut him. They'll send a message, and all of a sudden, if in game three, he goes out and catches three touchdown passes. You guys know. Oh man, love to have AB here. Great. What a great team. You'll hear that. So I don't know if they're going to cut him, but somebody will stand in line. Think about the desperate, because every coach thinks this: I can fix him. I can fix him. He won't act like that around us, but there's too much. There's too many. What's the word I'm looking for? There's too much validation that says this is never going to change. I said it's so ironic. On my show, I wrath about him. I do a wrath every day. It's like the third time I've had to wrath on Antonio Brown, and I said, this won't be the last one. This will not end well. And this is, remember, it's 6 to 10 in the morning. This is before he went after Mike Mack. I said, we'll be talking about him again. I guarantee you this isn't his last fine or suspension or whatever happens. And I'll be damned if 5 hours later we're not talking about the guy. And I can tell you guys as I sit here, this won't be the last time. This is chronic. This is a trend. This is Antonio Brown, like I said, and there's tools in the shed, and he ain't one of the sharp ones.
Mm. Bears-Packers tonight, obviously that NFC North looks like it's going to be really competitive. Would you give it best division in the NFL, and which of those three teams, Minnesota Bears, Minnesota Green Bay Bears, are you taking in that division?
Yeah, and then you get some who actually are picking the Lions to finish some. I'm not going that far yet.
Yeah, me. I'm with you.
That's not going to be me yet. Whenever you got Aaron Rodgers, you got a chance. But I don't know what they're going to unleash. I don't know what Matt LaFleur's got planned. But when you got Rodgers, you're going to have a chance. I'm still trying to figure out how much I believe in that roster on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. But Rodgers makes up for a lot of woes, and we'll see how that works out. I like the Bears tonight at home. I just think the defense is going to be better than the offense, although I don't want Rodgers with the ball late. But I got the Bears. And then I'll tell you, team, and guys, since I've been away from that, I can't remember the last time I picked the Vikings to win a division, although their roster says they're loaded. They are loaded. Now it comes down to the guy I paid $87 million guaranteed bucks to.
Yep.
What throw are you going to make? Are you going to be the Xbox quarterback that puts up stats during the season and then kills me with some costly turnover in a single elimination or to get into the playoffs game? Or are you going to be the guy we brought here? Remember now, a journeyman backup took them to the NFC Championship game in Case Keenum. They didn't bring Kirk Cousins here to just either get to the playoffs or, like last year, miss him. So if this can't be the weak link, he's got to be the guy that not only puts up numbers but shows him something. So that's the talented team. I got two teams from the division making a playoffs. I think the Bears are the best defensive team maybe in the league, but they'll get after it. But they're still now Chuck Pagano new. You got Rodgers, so he's the best quarterback in the division. It is a very deep division. Two teams will make it. For the first time in a while, I'm picking the Vikings to win the division, but I don't have them going to the NFC Championship game. I don't trust them. And then Trubisky, will he take another step with Matt Nagy? I think there's a lot of questions in the division.
Yep.
But I also think they're really, really good, three really good teams in the division that can all win the division. I'm not with Detroit yet.
Sean, I got to ask you this. You've been a player. You know these feelings. But if you're Dak, right, and maybe you thought being a professional was the way to go, right? I'm not going to hold out. I'm going to come in. It's going to all get worked out. I'm on my last deal. They'll do me right because I've done them right. And then you see, I mean, he's your teammate. You know he makes you better. But a guy get it 2 years early, and he ends up getting the market kind of setting deal that he wanted. What are you thinking if you're Dak today? Are you like, okay, we're better. He's locked in. I'll still take care of business later. Or are you feeling a little miffed because thinking, you know, I handled myself the right way?
Yeah, I think probably both. There's that in your private time when you're sitting with family and buddies that you know aren't going to talk.
Right.
You're probably sitting there saying, you know what, they should have done me right quicker. But when you're he's taking on the Staubach, Aikman, the Dallas Cowboy, Romo quarterback approach.
Yep.
Take care of your business. You'll get paid. You represent the star. He and I love his approach.
That's big
time. He's not negotiating through the media. I think he's highly underrated and underappreciated. I don't have him in the top 10, but he's going to get paid. And if you're him, you're sitting back saying, oh, okay, I got a good team. We're a Super Bowl caliber team, division winning team. I've shown you that I can play. My second year, I took a step back, but I've taken steps up in my rookie year and then last year. Jared Goff just got paid, and I'm in the same class as him.
Yep.
So let me go put some numbers up this year, and then I'm going to crack you for more than Jared Goff if we win the division. So, yes, in private, no question. You
makes
probably
sense.
Feel a little bit slighted.
Yep.
But I can tell you this also. Zeke Elliott, while important, I can go 4-12 with a star running back. I ain't going 4-12 with a quarterback. So put it this way. If the Cowboys don't have Prescott, if they didn't just for fun, they're not making the playoffs with a backup quarterback. But I can also tell you this. They could still compete with Prescott without Zeke to win the division, not a Super Bowl. They got the best of both worlds, but you're never going 3-13 or 2-14 or 4-12 with a really good quarterback. So everybody talks about, well, Dak needs Zeke. Yeah, he does. I got news for you. Zeke needs Dak just as much, if not more, than Dak needs Zeke. I got news for you. He's going to get paid $100 million plus, and if he goes up and throws for 4,000 this year and they spread the field a little more and Kellen Moore calls good plays, look out, and the guaranteed money you saw with Goff,
yeah,
he'll be staring right at it because it's always the next guy up. Which
sure
guy? I can't imagine what Mahomes is going to get paid when his time rolls in.
Yeah, he's going to break the league.
Yeah. There's the Mike Trout of football, right? There you go.
No, you're exactly right. How many shares of the Cowboys are you buying this year, Sean?
Playoffs. I their defense is really good. You guys, they are relentless.
Agreed.
With Jalen Smith and with Van Der Esch, they may have two of the best young linebackers on the planet.
Yep.
If they're healthy, that offensive line, look at it. Look how much money they spend on the offensive line.
And they're locked in.
Collins is like your fourth best lineman, and he's $50 million and 35 or 40 guaranteed. I mean, they're going to protect their quarterback. Now they got him, add Witten. You've got a full season of Cooper. And Philadelphia better keep Wentz healthy. I think it's a two-horse race there. They are a legitimate threat if they'll protect the football and make me a few big plays, and their defense is relentless as I think. The Dallas Cowboys are a definite January threat to push February. I don't have them in the Super Bowl, but I do have them in the playoffs and, you know, get a little bit lucky and play some good defense but score more. They're going to have to score. You got a legitimate chance. I like them this year. Buying shares, I'm going to buy low, and I think I'm selling high right now because I think I'm going to get something on my return, but I'm not willing to mortgage my entire farm or ranch for them yet.
Yeah, I think that's fair. We are, of course, talking to our man, Sean Salisbury, one of the best in the business when it comes to the NFL. The Steelers are, in theory, drama-free. Le'Veon is gone. Antonio Brown is gone. I mean, then there's no question that certainly helps, given what we're seeing with Antonio Brown. How good do you think they will be now that Juju shifts from, you know, getting the other team's, you know, second best corner to the first? Like, how good do you think the Steelers will look in those guys' absence?
See what happened with Le'Veon. Think about what Le'Veon Bell gone yesterday. I mean, last year, Ben Roethlisberger threw for $5,000, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He had one of his best seasons. And then Antonio Brown, the heck, even through all this, you take a look at Ben's numbers, it's like, that dude didn't slow down a bit. I actually think with this football team, and here's the thing, when's the last time, and I know when the Ravens were good, but when's the last time we weren't talking about the Steelers as a Super Bowl team? We think they're good, but they're kind of, you know, we're talking Chargers and Chiefs and Patriots and then the Rams and the Saints and the Eagles. They've become this year's kind of other guy because also all the intrigue that surrounds the Browns. So I think they're dangerous as hell. Connor can run it. Smith-Schuster's proven without drama. He's also a number one guy.
Yep.
And as long as Ben Roethlisberger plays, he'll have that one game where he urinates down his leg and throws four picks. But he's the type of guy, honestly, that can go up and throw for 600 yards in a game. We're going to see it close. I believe we're going to see close to a 600-yard game this year with the way the offenses are set up. Think about Kyler Murray if he has to throw 70 times in a game. Can't you see him hanging 550 on somebody just because they haven't seen this offense? Or Ben Roethlisberger? I think we're at that stage now. We're going to see one of those games. We see one every handful of years, and Ben's thrown for 500 twice. I think the Steelers are a playoff team, and they're dangerous because not a lot of drama, and nobody's talking about them for the most part. We're all talking about somebody else.
You're there in Houston. Got to ask you about the Texans' moves. I mean, shipping Clowney out to Seattle and making the move for the left tackle. Laramie Tunsil, left tackle. They're not better defensively, but is it a wash in terms of the moves they made? What did you think?
They got fleeced to the Clowney thing. He was going to show up no matter what anybody says. You're not giving up $1 million a week in a walk year. He would have shown up, and you know how most guys are in a contract year. What do? Play their best football. Watch him go to Seattle and go off.
Yep.
Watch. You watch. And then I would have kept him once he signed. I would have made him play out through after he signed the tender. And if he had one of those years, we had a career year, you turn around and you sell him next year for a first rounder. You gave him for a third rounder and two average football players. So I didn't, and you spent $7 million with him to Seattle to pay half the salary. They got bamboozled in that trade, no question about it. With the other one, and getting Hyde's DC gives you a depth at running back from Kansas City. But this one, Tunsil is no question an upgrade and immediately becomes their best offensive line. He ain't Anthony Munoz yet, but he's going to hold them over a barrel. Think about what you gave up, two ones and a two to get him and Stills. Think about when his contract comes up in a year. They have to pay him whatever he wants. Why? They're going to let him go?
Yeah.
They're going to go Jadavian Clowney on him. So he holds all those cards, so he's going to get paid. He's a really good young player, great feet, got some attitude, but they still got four other dudes that are trying to get on the right page. So one lineman, that's the most important continuity position we have in sports. Mm-hmm. It's like synchronized swimming. They got to be on the same page. So, yes, he makes Watson more comfortable. Yes, he's an upgrade. Yes, immediately with Stills, we are better in Houston offensively, worse defensively. And over the long haul, if you're looking for, you're a guy that loves assets, we got hosed. I mean, is Tunsil worth – think about it. They gave up more for Tunsil than the Raiders did for Khalil Mack. Mm. You do that math.
Yeah.
So, in the long run, you're probably going to be pissed. But I got news for you. Tunsil and Stills, they better play like all pros and Anthony Munoz and Chris Carter or someone. They better play like those guys this year or Andre Johnson. Or people are going to start to say, we got fleeced more than we did. In the long run – I don't think this was a wise trade, but in the immediate for Watson, they got better offensively, no question. They've been bitching about an offensive tackle. We finally got one. Now he's got to show out or people are going to complain more. People in Houston do not trust the Texans.
Is that enough in that division? Maybe keeping Deshaun a little bit more upright, at least not giving up 62 sacks to win the division now? That's more wide open, we think, without Buck? What do you think?
As long as the one weakness he's got, guys, he loves to hold the ball too long. He's got hero syndrome. If he doesn't now all of a sudden say, well, now that I got Laramie, I can hold it a second longer, not a good thing. Get that ball out of your hand. The biggest deal that was made for the offseason was Luck walking. Yeah. So that opens up, with Luck gone, but Brissett got paid. The Colts seem to trust him. The questions are, think about it, guys, aside from Houston, that's why they're probably the favorite. The biggest questions in the division are, is Jacoby Brissett going to keep it? I mean, what's the distance between him and Luck?
Mm-hmm.
In Tennessee, it's what am I getting from Mariota? Is he going to be a guy out of a job or a $100 million quarterback? We'll see. Can he stay on the field?
Yep.
And in Jacksonville, it's, is Nick Foles postseason Philadelphia Nick Foles or regular season other teams just a guy Nick Foles? And then you come to the Texans and you say, well, we got Watson. So I think it's a 9-7. The schedules in the AFC South are brutal. Their first seven games, guys, look at the schedule. If they come out of there at 3-4 or even close to 500 in the first six, you'll be like, oh, okay, Texans will win the division. So it's brutal. I favor them because of Watson, but I will not be shocked if a team's 8-8 or 9-7 and wins that division. I don't think any team in the division is a Super Bowl threat.
Yeah, Sean, man, you're the best. We appreciate the time, as always, man. Thank you.
I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yep, he is Sean Salisbury. Always do appreciate his Tom, one of the best.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.